I don't know, dude. Pete is our friend, but it is a really funny line.
Yeah. Well, it's a good joke too. It was a good bit.
Well, no, the joke is off of that we would say before he says, right? That was
no, it was him getting in trouble. Yeah, it was him
for saying bad words. Is what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like him having to like stop at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was like guys are fucking fat.
I don't know. I got a problem with Asian people. They're real chill. What's going on in the news tonight? What's going on? I love the Richard Cheese version of it. I mean, dude, the lounge singer Bonfire is fucking awesome.
It's so great. I love that.
Welcome
I love
to the Bonfire.
Time. We should probably, people are in quarantine now, man. If ever there was a time that people are sending some original songs, man.
Yeah, dude.
We should have some sort of a prize for like best original song about the Bonfire. I love them.
Soft
I really...
penis pictures from Jason and I.
Soft. Man, that's fucking, dude, that's blackmail for the world right there.
And I'll go cold. Man. I'll go sit outside and then come in and take the picture.
Damn, dude. I know. What a fucking, you try to
we'll
downplay
your pigtails. We'll send you our pigtails if you send us.
You downplay your, I know you downplay your dong a lot, and while I've never seen it, I've heard the legends. So you downplay
you've
your
read the scrolls. You've read the penis scrolls of Dancer.
And they have foretold that you will win a small dick contest. But I a soft dick contest.
I was like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I can get it inward. I can fucking do mushrooms and then take a picture. My penis can be super tiny.
I hear you, dude, but where you feel the most confident, you don't even know you're doing it. While you feel most confident in that right now is because you definitely know from description and accounts that your soft dick is going to destroy mine.
Jason, you're taking this as a competition when merely I was saying that I could get us to a level where I know how small I can get my penis on drugs and in being cold or scared.
Right.
I might pay someone to make me very afraid.
I will tell you this, Dan. It does make me feel better that you're saying you will cheat down to make your dick smaller so I don't feel bad isn't helping the thing I'm saying at all.
You're injecting yourself, but you're injecting yourself as a comparison. I'm telling you, as a joke for a song, I'll get my little pigtail for you. From the copious amounts you've talked about your penis on this show, I would say that we could both send funny small dick pictures for a song. It wasn't a competition. It was a teamwork. It's team effort.
I know it's not a competition, but you're throwing in the offer of something that you know you're going to look better that in. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Jay, we're both going to look bad. It's going to be tiny nub.
Let's talk about you being a 6-month comic, okay?
Sure.
And I'm a 15-year comic.
Sure.
Okay? Or how about this? Let's just say you're a 6-month comic who was we're doing this radio show because you were a radio guy, but you're 6 months in the comedy, and I'm 20 years in the comedy. This is the difference. I think
long
we're
way to call
about.
Me a radio guy, but that's kind of weird, you know.
No, I'm saying you
I know,
can't. You,
I know. I know.
I'm saying you have this job because you've been doing radio for so long.
I mean,
this
is, you know,
it's all
I'm
fictitious.
Promo, and I'm just a These, fucking morning zoo jock. I get it,
Dan. It's a hypothetical, you son of a bitch. You're the man on the street.
Listen, you derailed my fun pigtail penis picks for songs thing. I'm going to derail you calling me a radio guy. Apparently, I should be working at the fucking trap in Cincinnati on 106.7.
I take it all back. Whatever it is, though, you have this exact job that we have right now, but you're a 6-month comic. How much money? And I go, and here's the thing. Make a song for us, and you get to pick one of us will come to your backyard and do a comedy show for you and your friend. That's what's happening. You're putting your 20-year comic dick against my fucking open micer, dude.
No, dude, you're raging against not the
and
machine.
And I go, what are you talking about? And I go, what are you talking about, Dan? You're a funny guy. Maybe somebody will pick you to go do the thing at their show.
That is not at
Maybe
all equatable. And honestly, it's a weird side thing. No, that's not what it is. And you know what? I rescind my offer. That's it, world. You don't get to see my tiny little pigtail. Because Jason didn't want to play ball, so I'm taking my little soft, scared, drug-filled wiener back to my jeans.
The only more humiliating thing would you be like, all right, fine, then I'll send a soft one, Jay. You can send a hard one. Telling me you're so confident in your soft one that you'd send your soft one, letting people know that you could already see this is going to get way bigger than his hard one.
If I turned spiteful like that, I would definitely take a long, hot shower, then send the picture of the hanger.
If Christine sees your dick, I think she'll leave me. Not for you. She won't leave
you
me for you. She'll just leave me. She won't leave me for you. She'll just leave me because she knows somebody at my height and and stature should have a much bigger cock. Dan, you know, that's what you'd be showing her.
Not at all. Not at all. Everyone's a snowflake. Everyone's built different. Everyone, it would be, you know how I'm always harassing you about going to therapy? It would be really funny if it turns out that a therapist had listened to us for 5 years and then just couldn't walk in the room and be like, Jay, stop this. I listened to the show. Dan was making a scenario where you guys were going to be together in this and you turned it into a conflict.
They've done this on Howard Stern, but I would absolutely think this is a show. Now I feel like every like comedy club staff, it's like, this should be a reality show. But like, yeah. I do think we should get, yeah, there's some people on this.
Dude, how many times as a comic have you heard the pitch for a club being like, they need to film this? And you got to sit there as you're waiting for your check on Saturday night and you're like, oh yeah, the bartender's eccentric.
It's not just comedy clubs, it's every restaurant staff. It's like, we should have a reality show.
They all do, yeah. But here's the thing, Dan. I think I'd like to do. We should do Psychological Evaluation Week.
Deal.
And for the whole week on the show, we have, they each go at a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, here's the thing. Unless I'm reading him completely wrong, I think Black Lou would be an extraordinarily boring psychological evaluation.
You don't know that?
He's the most comfortable in his own skin, dude. I know, definitely on the show. Yeah. And I'm not saying Black Lou doesn't have insecurities. I think he does, but at the same time, he's just like, it is what it is. I don't know. He's just the most comfortable in his own skin.
For Psychology Week, I would ask you, why are you projecting all that onto Black Lou without actually knowing how he does feel in his own skin?
I'll tell you why I'm projecting all that. I'll tell you what I know he doesn't do. I'll tell you what nobody in here does: take showers in the dark.
Yeah, so that is weird. That is the strangest thing.
I'm saying my day is going to be a fucking wild one.
Dude, I think we give you a full
Dan,
week.
Yours might
and
be
we'll
a
all
wild
take a, we'll take a back week. We'll do Dan's dad Monday, and then we'll move on to Christine, Black Lou.
And then we'll do Jay's life. Dude, Jay's life week.
Jay's getting a Monday through Thursday treatment. And honestly, I would say Witski gets a live and a pre-tape, because I don't know if we fucking cock that thing open.
I'll tell you there's a light. It would be, unfortunately, for radio, I wish it would, because I'd want it to be organic for real. But I think with all of you around, I wouldn't, like, cry. But, yeah. Like, I just think I wouldn't. But, like, I wish I could trust that it was going to be, maybe if you guys, dude, if you guys all turn your cameras off,
yeah,
and you just watch and chime in.
Dude, at one point I just go, it's okay, Jay, you can cry.
I go.
And then as you break open, I go, you are so bitch made. I just go right to me going like, you soft pussy, what are you crying about? And then I go, no, I'm just kidding, guys. Get back to your session. All right, I'll see you later. You know how horrific that would be for the past 5 years if I was in therapy? If you could just cut in via video. And I'm like, so, you know, I was pretty scared right there. And a little bit, it's Jay going, what's up, homo?
Go, scared of that, dude? Jeez, yeah. Louise.
Alan goes,
Christine, Jay, do me a favor. Not now. Jay, not now. We're working on his alcoholism.
Jay's like, yeah, quit drinking if you don't want anyone to think you're not fun. And I'm like, oh, man, Jay's right.
Christine, can you go bring up Life and Times of Tim? Go on the actual Amazon. Bring up Life and Times of Tim when Stu's good at something. That's the episode it's called, Stu's Good at Something. It's the ping pong thing. Play Dan the thing up. Dude, Nick Kroll's such a fucking unreal voice actor.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable actor. I mean, the Kroll show is fucking hilarious.
Watch this clip when Christine pulls it up. It's him, like, realizing he's good at ping pong organically and talking about how he finally feels good about himself. That character in general is fucking great. Stu and Lifetime Stiff. You can go to Amazon, buy it. You have to buy them, but fuck, that show is so funny.
What year was that on HBO? That was on HBO in, like, 09?
09, yeah, maybe. 09, yeah, probably 8, 9, or 9 and 10. But dude, I think Psychological Evaluation. I mean, dude, Jacob is going to be interesting,
yeah.
And DJ Lou is gonna be fucking like, we might have to get him aftercare. He might fall apart.
I have a feeling that she's gonna rile she or him, whoever we pick to do our psychology, is gonna rile me up that I'm gonna bring a lot to Alan, where I'm gonna be like, hey, what's up with this, huh? Why'd they say my fucking, this shit ain't running right when you said it's running right? And he's like,
they're frauds. I listened to the episode. Your voices are, they're good. But more. It covers
I weirdly, in order of operations of who I'd be most curious to see, hear the psychological evaluation for, Black Lou the least, Christine second least.
I think it, now Black Lou's in my top.
Let me get my list, and then you get your list.
Fair.
Black Lou least, second least, Christine, third least. Jacob, Dan, Lou. DJ Lou, I'm most excited. Here's psychological evaluation. On.
I would. See, I'm going to do it. I'm not even going to flip it. You don't even know what's going to, where it's going to come from, but I'm going to go. Oh, man. You might be my one, Jay. I think you're my number one.
Dude, DJ Lou and his twin brother live together and smoke inside. Don't you want to know what makes that happen?
Yeah, but we've talked enough about it that I'm actually, I go, fuck, do I go DJ Lou as number two? That is interesting.
I'm number one.
You're number one.
That makes total sense. Yeah, I'm far more fucking mentally problemed than
I would just like to know why you do some of the things you do. As supposed, like the bathing in the dark.
Tell you what, dude. Dude, if they dig, I might cry.
Dude, if they,
I'm thinking about it right now.
Are you gonna get unzipped like Frank Reynolds in Always Sunny?
He's unzipped.
I'll tell you what.
You unzipped me. I was a frog boy.
Dude, it's making me almost eye welly right now to think in my head that I go, well, I'd have to say out loud the answers to those questions.
And can I tell you? Can I tell you what?
That'd be a roughie, dude.
Can I tell you what cracks your boy open every time in therapy? It's when I get fucking sucker punched. So they're like, we're focused on the subject we're talking about, and I feel comfortable about it, no matter how dark it is. I'm like, feel comfortable about it. But then when he'll ask about something from my childhood, and it'll just make me think of something where I was like, I didn't think that was a bad moment. Now I do, and I'm crying. And you're like, oh my God, now I'm sad that happened. I didn't think it was a big deal. Now I'm realizing it's a very big deal. That's what gets me when I get fucking.
It's going to be a doctor saying, like, why do you think you're such a piece of shit garbage? Bro, I'm like, I don't know.
It's the Goodwill Hunting. It's the Goodwill Hunting. You don't want to get hit with that.
But did you find that thing?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I would put Lou number one, but I don't think I think he's going to put up a wall. That's my fear. If he opens himself up, it'll be number one.
True. He's got to show up, right, Jacob?
Well, I've tried therapy in real life, and I put up a wall and stopped going.
You just stopped going?
Yeah.
But DJ Lou, can we get everybody
fuck
yous here? But guys, can we put on a thing? Can we swear? Can we all swear on something that we mean that we will answer questions on psychological evaluation week? Honestly.
Yeah, dude. I do it every Tuesday, dog. I'm just coming off a sesh right now.
What do we promise? Do we
all
want to
talk about how I turn everything into a conflict? Let's go. What we talk about today.
Oh, buddy, that's why Dan's number two. Dan's like, got a fucking text today, a guy saying, dude, super bummed you're not going to be in Tempe. Like, yeah. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
It's like, where does he get off?
I'm not joking when I say that's exactly what we talked about today. We talked about why I take everything, why I always put my comfort as a conflict with someone else.
I'm gonna take half the credit for your cure.
It was a breakthrough.
I've had to put a comma in a sentence for you so many times to get you from going like, I think I'm gonna look this guy up and track him down, being like, oh, that was very nice.
I've looked up before on Google. I've looked up how to find people's houses. I just had him over. I was like, I can find where this guy lives. You know, I'm not gonna hurt him. Just give him a good scare. You know, maybe show up with a fucking pipe or a smaller bag.
Oh, what's up, son? You didn't think this was gonna happen?
He's like, Dan Soder, and I'm like, I'm gonna fuck your shit up, huh? Who's your favorite comic now? He goes, Mark Norman, and I go, oh,
goddamn right, you're goddamn right, Dan Soder.
Yeah, it's right, Mark Norman. He writes very funny jokes.
You're goddamn right.
I'm going to get out of here. I'll see you later. like and subscribe.
Yeah. No, I'll be a fucking interesting one for sure. Like, I can see people being. So, Dan, your list is me first, DJ Lou second.
And then Christine. I am very interested to find out about
why she's still with me.
Again, that's why you're at one. Christine, I want to know, because I think she went through a very unique experience as someone who's lost a parent, hearing about Christine care for her parent and then watching her die. That's like, let's then get
being,
to that.
Then being a pay-for-play prostitute. And
sure. I mean, those are all the effects, and I actually want to go to the source. So,
Christine, we said we're going to talk about everything. So, understand, you're pay for play. You're play for pay hooker years.
Yeah, and it's going to come up. Number four, Black Lou, because Black Lou has stories that he sneakily tells that are fucking loaded with shit. Where you're like, whoa, hold on. You lived somewhere for a little bit and dated a woman who had a fucking franchised restaurant and then just hung out. Also, took only one of us to take a swing at his dad. That's fucking rad, man. He's the only one to fucking throw that shit back at his pops.
I just say Lou's pretty ironed out is what I'm saying. I think he's found peace in his life.
Also, which leads me to my number five pick, which is Jacob. Jacob, I think we have watched through the last 5 years slowly start to come out of his shell, and I think the more he does, it always benefits him. So he is a person that I think, number five, I just know he just needs to come out of his shell more and more.
Don't you want to understand, though, why
embrace Colorado Jake.
Do you want to understand, though, why he's in his late 40s and we had to get him out of his shell?
I mean, I live with a guy in his late 40s that can perform single leg takedowns on all of us.
Listen,
so
Vecchione, I'd have some nice questions. I'd like to pad the questions for that psychologist myself.
I brought him into Team Allen almost immediately. I had to bring him. I had to crack that fucking can of tomatoes wide open with Allen.
Yet I believe, on a level of like stability, I think Jacob is similar to Black Lou in the sense that I think he is like, he genuinely enjoys things.
Yes.
I like that about like, Jacob enjoy. Like, he has a fucking great time. The reckless abandon of the Joey Logano win.
Yeah.
Is a feeling. I don't feel that happy about anything.
I would tell you the moment I realized that Jacob can truly take in joy was when Corey Feldman struck up Ascension Millennium, and watching Jacob shoot through the roof, I was like, dude, that's a guy who smells the flowers and feels the sun on his face.
You goddamn right he does.
I immediately was like, dude, I'm standing here, I'm high, everyone hates me, no one's friends with me, oh fuck, and the girl I dated at the time, I knew she sucked in my subconscious.
She wanted to leave 20 minutes in.
I fucking, you know, stand up for yourself, Dan. Do the things that make Dan comfortable. And that's why I'm number one on Jay. I'm number two on Jay's list. Number three? I don't know what I am on your list.
I want to say the things. Did you talk about this in therapy, Dan? The things I alone, in being with you at the time, the things you've missed. Because a chick was like, I want to do a different thing.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I recently got apologized to one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fake.
I don't think so.
The air. Whoever it is doesn't see the air.
It was a heartfelt apology. You have to accept those, Jay. You got to learn how to accept those. So I'm going to psychology right back at you, Jay.
I'm going to go so behind.
I'm going to take my psychology, and I'm going to throw it right back at you.
But I'm going to go so behind. I'm going to have like a pop-up on the... I'm going to have him pop up on the video chat while you're being... Joe. You're Joe.
Oh, dude, I'll fucking fight everyone in the room.
Do you have things you want to say? Dan, we're all adults now. Now you have to say something to tell what was how that you age? Feel.
What was, dude, if you pop up fucking Joe on the screen, I will raid this entire building, like that movie, The Raid. I will break everyone's bones in this fucking building on my way up.
That's not going to help you.
It'll make me feel
Johnny
good,
Depp,
though.
Didn't Johnny Depp teach you in The Last Six and Jump that the revenge doesn't make anything better?
Fuck Oculus 3.3. I'm Soder 7.0. I'm evolved, and I'm gonna fucking snap your goddamn neck. No, there's a guy.
Captain Fuller said, "Did you get that 3.3 seconds back?" And Johnny Depp Johnny Depp sexily said, "No."
I mean, we got to bring it up. First off, go check out Sixth and Jump, the podcast. But number two, Johnny Depp lost his libel suit, which we brought up. But then he gave up his job on the J.K. Rowling movie franchise, Beasts of the Alternate Universe, whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm not a Harry Potter.
He was in it?
Yeah, he was Fantastic a big part of it.
Fantastic Beasts and the People Who Love Them.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Don't Forget to Tip Your Server. I don't know.
Fantastic Beasts. Fantastic Beasts. Or the miseducation of one Harley Quinn.
Yeah, dude. And then he had to give up. He had to give up that that money. It's a lot of money.
He's got an island, dude. He can sell. If he
needs getting paid though. He's getting paid like $10 million. He'll never work in Hollywood again. Top lawyer says Johnny Depp's career is over after Warner Brothers fired him from Fantastic Beasts role.
Darn. I guess he's gonna have to enjoy the rest of his life playing. Having fucking famous friends tell him he's good at guitar and doing passion projects. Oh, man.
God, that's got to be the worst.
He's 57. He owns an island, dude. This guy, I don't know what his fucking value is, but something tells me if he had to give Amber Heard $50 million, he's fine.
So forever. I told you that. There was a story in Rolling Stone about kind of how all of his money had been terribly mismanaged. And like all the money that he made from Pirates of the Caribbean and all this different stuff. It was a very long Rolling Stone article about kind of how Johnny Depp's fucked financially. And I think him suing the Sun was his way in not only to clear his name, but to get some money back. Because I think it was a $50 million lawsuit. And if he would have won libel on that, he would have gotten that. And it probably would have settled a lot of his tax fucking debt. Because apparently fucked.
Yeah. From the two people we know, or a few people that we know who know him, it never seems like a guy is like down on his luck or something. You know, I mean, I'm not saying with the chick, but I mean like financially. I think this guy like lives in a palace and has all fucking like crazy shit.
Yeah, I was always curious about that because growing up, you see like people in movies or TV, and you're like, oh, well, they don't ever have to worry about money again. But then,
I mean, he was like a $20 million. He was probably a $20 million movie guy in certain things.
Oh. For sure, around the time of Blow and like all that, like he was probably pulling in $20-25 million a movie. But I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean thing was like hundreds of millions of dollars is what he got paid for the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. That's Disney.
I can't find Rolling Stone. This is Vanity Fair, and it looks like it was a $650 million fortune that was just like blown,
squandered,
and managed.
I mean, that was where we got that joke from, that he bought all those hats and scarves.
I like wine.
Yeah, it really is, dude. The Rolling Stone article was kind of not favorable because it painted him as just kind of like a drunk, stoned loser.
I like rare wines you can only get from the medieval era.
You know it's worth blowing $65 million on? Old grapes. Bottle of old grapes. Isn't that cool? I never really think about that, but I love grapes. So if I was an apple guy, my hard cider collection would be on. I would have an entire castle full of hard ciders. Wine is... Dude, wine's just fucking bad fruit juice.
This is my room full of 100 Papa Shot basketball games from Dave and Buster's.
I get into spoiled old... Yeah, the trouble with Johnny Depp. Steven Roderick writes a unflattering piece. I mean, it's not really, it's just kind of reporting on it, but he just sits in his castle and gets stoned on hash.
I'll tell you what, though, even his picture looked, even the drawing of him looks cool, and they're trying to make him look like an ass.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. Man, watch
him. Yeah, but he was a heartthrob.
He was.
First of all, Jay and I are said on Six and Jump this week, when he turned, in this episode particularly, the last one we just watched, this episode, with that, I'm like, I go, dude, this guy is just a beautiful dude, man.
We're almost getting to the point where JR and I are pulling rod watching this thing.
Yeah, he's a gorgeous dude, and then he became like what he is now is like a cool looking dude in his own. I mean, it's all of course it's like hammy in its own way, but he's just like
it's weird how he does his thing. It's weird how top level handsome ages. It's like that he aged in a way where he looks now like he just looks villainous. With his lack of eyebrows.
I'm watching Hugh Grant on that show, The Undoing, and Christine says, still very handsome. I think he looks like fucking wacky old.
Yo, do you remember?
He's got so many, it's like a Sharpay. There's so many lines in his face.
See, but I would prefer the Hugh Grant that goes the Sharpay route than someone that starts getting Botoxed up and then they look all puffy and weird. Like you get Dane Cook face.
I don't even think he's aging well. I don't think he's not aging well. I think he's just like, he's aging a lot. Like, it's like those.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that's like a thing in Hollywood. When you're one of their top hot boys, you got to start wondering if you're going to go under the knife or you're just going to go full folds.
They just made him in that show win a prison fight, which took me almost out of the entire show as realistic.
Hugh Grant won a prison fight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Pardon me. I'm sorry. the Latin King wants to fight me. I guess I have to fight that Latin King then, don't I? Excuse me, Aryan Nation, are you taking applications? I wouldn't mind getting a shamrock tattoo on my eye.
Christine, can you tell me you found that stew thing?
Yes, stew. I did find it, but I'm just not sure if it's the exact right point in the episode.
He's on the
beanbag
chair.
Just watch the whole app, dude.
No, he's sitting on a beanbag chair. You'll see the same way he's sitting on a beanbag chair.
Let me put on some mac and cheese. Let's just watch the whole thing.
Don't be worried about me. You should be psyched for me. I feel better than I've ever felt in my life, Tim.
What's the purpose?
The purpose is that I, playing ping pong, exude sort of a confidence and sexual energy that I never have before.
You won one game.
I've never been good at
anything.
This is
how I think I'd be on psychological
life. And I gotta say, it's making me feel great about myself.
I want to say this is emotional, but I know you're going to say something weird about Nell and Becky.
Go back to 10 seconds. It's just the voiceover that he goes, it's making me feel. Because, by the way, when I'm getting ready to fucking go, when the waterworks getting ready to go, and therapists particularly, I definitely have the, no, it's just that I worry that, I worry that I'm not good enough. That kind
Dude,
of shit like this.
Whole-
so.
So we're this get a fucking, whole week of psychology breakdown on you.
All week, me? Do you have a week's worth of questions for me, Dan?
Dude, we could just start with, I can isolate years. Like, we could just talk about the move to New Jersey, and I want to break that down for a whole episode.
Okay.
I want the introduction of Joe. The Canton tapes. I mean,
The Canton, Ohio tapes?
You want the Canton, Ohio tapes.
Okay.
I want the Disney World trip broken down. I want I got a laundry list.
Disney World trip always stands out in my mind. Several reasons.
Yeah, you needed a thunder vest to be outside? Yeah. I mean, a lot of questions. A lot of questions on that. I mean,
that's great.
Who hasn't been afraid of some thunder? But I didn't know you were like a terrier.
Christine, give me one more shot. Give me one more shot. Let's do something.
Yeah, get this. This is Psychology Week with Jay.
Yeah, go back 10 seconds.
I've never been good at anything in my life. And I got to say, it's making me feel great about myself.
I want to say this is emotional, but I know you're going to say something weird about now.
I don't want to laugh, but I want Lou to get that clean at some point.
Dude, I think
that's a great drop to just have. It's making me feel really great about myself.
You have promoted Life and Times of Tim several times on this show.
Yeah.
And my interest has been piqued. But that joke alone, I was like, I think I might watch that.
Buddy, front to back, every episode's hilarious. It's
I mean, just
one of the
that,
best cartoon.
It's I just like
seasons.
That.
Only three
just
seasons
even
ever.
That joke. Yeah.
That's what the show is all subtle. Like, it's just the way they talk. It's the voiceovers of that show. Everyone's the drawings are ridiculous. Scolaro, I'm overselling it now, I feel. But Brian Scolaro is on every episode as some random character in a lot of episodes. Yeah. And his voice is so great for this. It's great. Yeah. It's fucking, the show's hilarious. Check it out.
Should we take our first break?
Let's take our first break.
Look at us. Psychology can't break us apart.
Look at you. It sure can't. But I'll tell you what will. Our fucking soft dick pics. That's going to tear us right in shreds.
Dude, stop. Our pigtails are going to be fine.
I'm going to go chub up right now so I feel better about myself.
What if I
just
fucking stood up and was just hanging?
Oh, sorry, guys. Did the horse get out of the stable?
Uh-oh. Oopsie. Looks like the Broncos running around. Just like,
ooh, look at Dan's tight sweats.
No, they're regular sweats. Really, I just pulled the legs up.
I like it. I know they look tights on you, though.
They're not the karate pants that I wanted. If anyone knows what to call sweatpants that don't have the elastic at the bottom of the leg, please.
Steve the Perfect Weapon Blackman pants?
Dude, I would love those. I love swishy. I want sweatpants like that. I have one pair from Denver University that are Champion, and they don't have the bottom elastic.
I super miss what they called in Philly swishy pants. I miss those a lot. That look is over. What?
Track pants?
Maybe, dude, but they were like windbreaker material almost.
Yeah. Like warm-ups for track.
Yeah, I guess sort of, yeah. But, I mean, they were like paper thin, but that, man, it was a good look for a while.
I want uncuffed sweatpants so I can do my kicks.
The fact that you don't want cuffs blows my mind. That's whatever that is.
Yeah, but nonsense. Even see that? Yeah, okay, those are Under Armour, but I kind of want more
that
like
that guy's
cash.
Rocking a pig, too. Look at that guy's horn.
Jesus Christ, dude. How did they not track that penis when they took it? Is that real right there
Jesus
to the left?
Jesus Christ.
It goes through his right pant leg, right?
No, I'm seeing it go just left. I don't think it's like anything. It's like ridiculous.
No, that's what I saw, too. I was like...
Yeah, I thought that for a second, but that... Man, I'll tell you what, dude. The way he's turned, I'm starting to think this guy's fucking hanging seven.
Dude, when you're a sweatpants model, they go, you got to get a big dick on a sweatpants model. You got to have a massive horn on a fucking sweatpant model.
So fucking, when I said to people before, when little dick defenses, when I go, dude, that must be amazing if a guy's just hanging like 6 inches or something like that. And they go, yeah, but it probably doesn't grow much. Go, okay. Like, he goes, do you need to grow much? If it grows a fucking inch, you're at 7-inch dick. That's fucking, that's going to make everybody happy.
Well, we're going to, psychology.
Well, it probably doesn't grow. It probably doesn't grow at all. Psychology week? Dude, how do we set that up?
It might even split up into two, and we might just do Jay doing 2 weeks of just penis stuff. It's just
you think everybody else we only need a day, but we need multiple days for me.
Well, I feel like I can. Feel like I can take up an episode, and I've been getting worked over by Alan for a while. But I feel like I can go. I feel like whatever they're going to touch on, maybe I've already. Gone through. Now, if they bring up something new and they just rip me open,
it's gonna be nice. Jesus, it's gonna be nice to get some fresh eyes on you. You know what I mean?
You know what? You're right. I got to get worked out in a different way. It's like switching trainers. You know, they're gonna make me sore.
You need some Mike Vecchione. You need some Mike Vecchione muscle confusion available.
Go check out the album now. Available everywhere you download comedy.
Muscle confusion. Yeah, but I some fresh eyes on you. But I'd like to. Would you do it? Would you submit to these things, Jacob and DJ Lou and Christine?
Psych evaluation. Yeah. If we paid this, we'd have to pay for what I would believe would be 16 sessions.
Well, you think so, doctor?
So, well, we would need 4 hours. We would need.
I mean, 8 hours.
4 hour set. 4 hour sessions.
No, I'm telling you. We do 16
hours.
Well, no,
I'm
saying
four two-hour sessions because we have a two-hour show, whatever, you know. But,
yeah,
you know, we have commercials.
I'm saying
we
do 8 hours
show.
A week, and it would take us 2 weeks to get through. Mm-hmm. 16 hours, dog.
16 hours? You don't think I could be done in a two-hour sesh of an evaluation?
Fuck you, dude. We need 8 on you alone. I'll probably take 2 to 3. Lou, I could see a Christine or a Black Lou taking up 3 to 4 unexpectedly. I could see a Witsky popping off for 8. I could just see Witsky popping off, and then we're down into the fucking 24-hour session. We got to do 24 sessions. I mean, I'll bankroll this, but you guys are going to break me. You're going to break me. And I'm going to have to do my soft dick OnlyFans called Pigtails.
I'll tell you what.
Me and my boys just smashing our little wieners.
You'd be surprised. This is a popular radio show. We could probably get.
I'm not crowdsourcing our psychology.
No. I'm not either. I don't want a fan to do it at all. But I'm saying, like, upon calls being made out, somebody might be willing to do it.
Promotion wise,
for promotion.
It's unbelievable. It's a fucking. You're getting a 16 hour commercial for psychology. I feel like we'd have to do it. Oh, man, see, I would love to do it in New York. I wish we were in studio, because then you just have them come in studio and break us down one-on-one on a couch in the studio.
I mean, I guess it could be a fan.
I'm going to go cut. Can we take a commercial so I can go cut?
It could be a fans. It could be. I just need to feel. I got to go feel.
Guys, I got to go in the guest room and then turn on some music and bloodlet. Can you?
It can be a. It could be a friend or family of a camper, but they can't be aware of the show.
Yeah,
we need
too
them
close,
not aware
man.
Of the show.
You're too close. Needs to be professional.
No, no, a professional.
Wait, but
I'm
thought the whole thing was kind of like stuff that's done on the show.
Yeah,
like somebody yeah. that so, somebody that already knows, like,
well,
almost
that was
has like a baseline.
That was the original thought, but then my follow up thought to that is like,
they're gonna
well,
play,
if,
they're gonna
if
play,
we go along with
play.
That, do we give them tape of the show to be like, hey, here's who you're evaluating?
No, absolutely. Actually, if it is a real therapist fan, which we might not even have. A real
no.
therapist.
Yeah,
might
they
know
go. No, we understand how mentally unstable that show is. We stay away from it.
Yeah, almost as I'm saying, they're like, yeah, I can't. These people are damaged, and it bothers me to listen. Yeah. I am, but I'd say it could be a camper of them because I think their like doctoral integrity lays on the idea they can't just come and like fuck with us.
Or they could as just the ultimate revenge.
I'll have him disbarred.
They're like, Dan, you need
to
drink
that is?
Again. And I'm like, I have felt like that recently. And they're like,
I'm gonna put him in front of the board, dude. I'm going to put them in front of the board if they fuck with us like that.
Dude, I'll take your license. That was an arc in billions. You don't think I won't do that? If they came for Wendy Rhodes' license, I'll come for your license, dude.
Fucking
I live
bitch.
all my smart behaviors off based off billions plots.
If you fuck with me while I'm talking about my little soft dick, if you fuck with me while I'm being vulnerable about my soft my soft dick pics,
I just shot a book.
Yo, camper doctor. You fuck with me when I'm down there talking about my most vulnerable party parts?
Can I show
buddy?
You something really gross?
No, no, I'm not looking. All right. I don't want to.
Anybody else want to see? That's a no. You guys suck.
Nobody wanted to see. No one answered. Everyone just stared at the screen. Let's take our first break, and we will be right back, everybody.
Man, it's I had to get that out. You guys aren't fun.
It's the bonfire. Radio Sirius XM 95. Big J Okerson, Dan Soder, the whole crew is here. It's fitting to announce as we approach what's looking to almost be psychological evaluation month, I think we're up to. A person also needs some probably psychological help, Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
This Thursday, or tonight, I'm sorry, right after the show. Mitch Hedberg, they're doing a two-hour, right, Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
Two-hour audio documentary featuring some of your favorite comedians. Dave Attell is going to be on it. It's going to be, who else is on it? Dave Attell, when you said that, I stopped listening. That's all I need.
Doug Stanhope. they got a bunch of
Todd Barry, a lot of people. A lot
Doug
of people
Stanhope,
that knew
Todd Barry. Yeah, they're doing a two-hour.
Tom
Rhodes. Two-hour audio documentary about Mitch Hedberg, premiering right after this show tonight. Make sure you check that out. As far as me and Dan's upcoming things, Christ only knows. Christ only knows now.
Yeah, DanSoder.com for stuff.
Yeah, maybe I'm a McGoobies right now, or that's canceled. The state's shutting down at 10 now, so it's going to be a whole thing.
Yep. And we're going to find out. We'll know by, you know by now. Cause we
well, you know by now. I'm not
Tuesday
a piece
show.
Of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not bailing on you day of, but like, you've known for 2 or 3 days. You're probably not thrilled.
You're not happy about it.
But you
sure
know,
you're not happy.
Blame China, dude. Trump tells
blame
you.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
Listen to your sitting president and fucking blame China for this.
Listen to your heart.
Listen to your sitting president when he's making up crazy shit.
Listen
to your
45.
Wacky president. He's saying crazy shit.
Yeah, dude, this is, we don't know what's going on. Up is down, left is right.
Dan's got COVID.
Whoa, dude, we don't know that. I think I'm gonna walk over and see if I can get the test in between shows.
Yeah, man, sure. It's a fucking, this sucks, dude.
Yeah, I just found a location over that's like 5 blocks away from where I'm staying, and it's like.
Whenever I hear somebody I know got it, I go immediately, like, I'm like, oh, dude, then how do I not?
Yeah.
How do I not?
Yeah, it's immediately. I also feel bad for Katie, because it's like I came back here and was like, hey, and she's like, hey, I've been really good about this. She only stayed at home and seen family just a couple of times over these last couple of months, and I'm like, I had a pretty good spot at a bar show last week.
She wrote some dope emo songs.
Yeah, dude. She's just, we've got a whole album.
All alone in this room with a dog. Waiting. My boyfriend's, yeah. My boyfriend's getting COVID in some fucking weird city.
Yeah, using it, but I mean, it's funny because you immediately go like, well, I use my own mic, so let me go get tested first. But
yeah, that's everything. Man. First show in Phoenix, actually, everyone used the same mic, and then I told you that, and you said, bring your microphone over, and I did, and then they said, no, we have three mics for you. The host just didn't know, like, to change them out. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. I mean, he's living in a place where no one gives a shit, but yeah. The club is trying to give a shit, and they had three mics. So every other show, I use the other mic, but you're almost like, well, dude, unless you got COVID Friday, Thursday, me and you might as well made out.
Yeah. The kisses in between comics.
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah, great the comics down there in Phoenix, too, by the way. The local guys who all went on, like the host, everything. John, I'm blanking on his name. I will get it. But a bunch of the guest spots, everybody did a great job, man. It's a fucking good town for comedy.
Only the coolest guys come out of Arizona. I've heard that.
You have heard that, haven't you?
Only the coolest dudes with
the Zonies?
The Zones, the Desert Boys. Yeah, what I was saying about like the states that don't give a fuck that now are having to give a fuck is really funny to watch some of those governors try to turn it around. Like the governor of West Virginia that the entire time has just been like, shit ain't real, it ain't happening, and now everyone's getting sick in West Virginia, and he goes, I mean, I hate masks, you know? I hate them. I really do. I don't like them, but... You have to wear them.
Yeah, like, I guess pop it on if it helps a little bit or whatever.
It's the ultimate in begrudgingly admitting that maybe you were a little wrong instead of like that doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't exist especially in politics. Just being like, dude, I might have fucked up and maybe it's worse than I thought it was, but just, you know, let's be safe. Instead, it's got to be like, I mean, this shit sucks, but you know, whatever. If you're gonna do it, I guess we have to, right?
I feel like everybody's just paranoid they have COVID now.
Oh, 100%. It changed the attitude of the show. Adele's text changed the attitude of the show.
No, dude, I'm telling you, Black Lou doesn't. Look at Black Lou's chewing, he's eating popcorn. It didn't hit him at all. Yes, Black Lou is
because
even.
He's been quarantined in the
he's even.
And Black Lou's just chilling because he hasn't gone anywhere. He's not out here meeting and greeting, putting flesh palm to palm like we are.
Not the same, but Black Lou definitely has taken the same calculated risks we've all. He's going to get food. He's going to, what are you talking? I mean, he's been out and about, like, to a degree.
Yeah.
He's in a strict curfew.
I do check my temperature every day.
Do you? I'm going to check my temperature.
So you're going to take your temperature? Oh, Dan's fucking full hypochondriac right now. He just walked off a show taping to go check his temperature.
That's a very J move.
Just say the word vamp and split immediately with no explanation of anything?
No, immediately have to check your temperature and have it be all you can think about.
I'm just going to do it after
the
show.
I can't find the thermometer. Can't find it.
Oh, man.
I probably don't have it. I can't find the thermometer, so I don't have it.
You got a wig, dude.
Twice since Colorado.
Hypochondriacs, dude. Hypochondriacs.
Oh, me? I'm like, dude, I could probably change my blood out right now, right? I can find it. I'll just change my blood out.
I'll just change it real quick. I'll get blood from someone who doesn't have it.
Hey, guys, does my breathing sound different? I start talking like that.
Dude, the past three nights since I've been home, I guess past two nights since I've been home from Arizona, I'm like, dude, I got to get tested.
Yeah.
I think I'm fine, but I mean, like, I just want to.
Yeah, comics are like fucking just gay dudes in the 80s banging without rubbers right now.
Because look, not everybody has it.
Not everybody. Whatever, man. You just got to stay away from those bathhouses.
Hey, guys. Anybody here have AIDS? Honor system.
And then Mick Dreamy gets to play my character in the movie about us.
Oh. Older... sophisticated, sexy Patrick Dempsey?
Oh, I was going to go back when, you know, because I'm a gay man in the 80s, this movie would clearly be made in the mid-90s.
And that's so you're still a semi-young Patrick Dempsey?
Oh, yeah. In between Can't Buy Me Love and Grey's Anatomy.
That's cool. Who plays me? Young fat Jerry O'Connell.
Stop it. Stop it. Whoa! Sliders. Sliders O'Connell.
Whoa. Sliders O'Connell. That might have been when he was at his fittest.
Yeah, dude. He's a hunk at Sliders.
Dude, O'Connell at one point was fucking shredded.
Did we ever get the porn from the fan?
No, she's not sending the video.
Damn. Yeah, she kept sending the musician she wants us to dig into. I said, I want to see your aunt get plowed. Is she not going to send it, Jacob?
Yeah, dude.
He hasn't sent it yet. Well, let me take a look. Oh.
No, it's here?
I'll read you the email. No, it's just, that, I believe, does not exist anymore. The site is wifelovers.com. Bunch of amateur porn. Yeah, she said... She apologizes, but the video is not there anymore. Sorry. So it's wifelovers.com.
I don't need to see the site, and now I just feel like we've been hoodwinked. You got me all worked up to see your elderly aunt get plowed.
I was excited, too.
Damn it. Because I'll tell you why. You got enough backstory on the reality of it. It didn't seem like... It doesn't seem like a thing that they have now where it's like... Dan's wigged out about COVID right now.
No, I'm not at all. I'm waiting for you to talk about the video. I didn't know if I was cutting you off or not.
No, the old lady video. But yeah, you had enough backstory on the lady that you feel like you know her enough that it's not just, you know, it's not just an exchange, like a business exchange of nameless, historyless people. This is like, oh my God, this is like your auntie. Old lady, and she's getting plowed.
Well, she
thing.
Also said
that's
it was
enough.
In the house behind her.
Yeah, which is fucking great. Is that Sylvester?
Let's do the counting game because I think we're super off.
Sylvester was a black trans. We're super off. Sometimes Christine playing the video will catch us up. Play the video, Christine. The volume. Let's see if it syncs. Sylvester got his ass beat in fucking high school. This time?
No. You're reading that wrong. Sylvester had to bury what this is deep down inside of him, and he just was eating quarterbacks' lunch for... He was just in the backfield all day. 3 out of 4 plays.
Really?
Just
and, then you think,
the
and you think he just... And you think he just exploded out loud one year in 1982?
Yeah, look at those shoulders, dude.
Sylvester
fucking shit up. Yeah.
And then a Sylvester tough guy. Was like, why do you say that? Really am.
I mean, Jay is a big boy, of a tough guy. It's like Shane Gillis.
Christine, say right now that you know I could beat up Sylvester.
Oh, yes.
I don't know, dude. I think Sylvester
you
might
send,
fucking...
You want to send
Sylvester
me?
Sylvester raged up?
You trying to send me into a third week of psychology evaluation?
We'll do a month of Jay breakdowns.
The funnier thing would be to just drop you.
If Sylvester
yeah, dude,
drops
if you just
me?
Ran up on him and just fucking, yeah, one shot, just one clean one across the draw.
Is Sylvester alive?
No, I'll look it up.
Are you trying to make that fight happen? Are you trying to get us to fucking schedule it?
Yeah, for sure. Well, no, it would be very unfair now. I'm talking about a prime Sylvester. Is that Sylvester
look
not?
Look at this guy. Yep.
Is that Sylvester?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yep, in the suit.
You think the person smoking the cigarette was Sylvester? Mm-hmm. No, you're crazy. You're saying it is, for sure, DJ Lou?
Yeah, that's Sylvester on his downtime. Just having a butt after a nice dance.
Yeah, that's him Clark Kenton. That's him Clark Kenton, dude.
What, did you guys grow up in the same cul-de-sac? Oh, come on now. Come on, Dan.
Yeah, dude.
In the backfield?
Sylvester,
look at Sylvester.
Yep.
Sylvester looks like Aunt
Viv. What if I told you fastest first step? fastest first step off the line like Warren Sapp.
No, it's nonsense what you're saying.
Dude, that guy runs downhill.
Ooh.
That guy will fucking plow right through you.
I'll tell you what Christine loves.
I love
the
it
outfit.
When a guy compliments my vibe.
I know you do. I know you do, Jacob. That's why you're way down my list of psychological evaluation. you're comfortable saying stuff like that. Yeah, oh. No doubt. Yeah. In Sylvester's prime, I fuck Sylvester up for sure. You're crazy, Dan.
No way, Jay.
Now you're trying to get me worked up.
No way.
I'm sorry you got COVID. No, I'm not sorry you have COVID.
Whoa. Why are you saying the meanest thing that's possible? Because then I can't.
You said Sylvester could beat me up.
Sylvester will rip your shit. I don't have COVID though.
Oh, here you go. Here you go. You have COVID, and Sylvester would get his fucking dick shoved up his own ass by me.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking, if I test positive for COVID, I'm gonna hire a guy to dress up like Sylvester and kick the shit out of you.
That's not fair. If you get COVID, send Sylvester yeah, to my dude. Place.
No. I'll have a Sylvester replacement.
Sylvester impersonator might beat me up. I don't know what their game is,
dude.
It might be one of those new super muscular gays with a chip on the shoulder that fucking fuck my world up and then fucking put his balls in my queen, mouth.
My queen's gonna knock you out and ask if do you want to funk.
Bring up Sylvester now, Christine, please. I need Sylvester right now.
He died in 1988. He died of AIDS.
Christine didn't back me up one time that I could beat up Sylvester. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did say. Did you not hear me?
No.
I agreed right away. I said you could totally beat up Sylvester.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about AIDS.
55 seconds off. I know you don't, Johnny Depp. I'm Johnny Depp. I don't know a whole lot about AIDS, but it took Sylvester from it. I'll tell you this. Before AIDS, Sylvester would have fucked up Big Jay Oakerson.
If you have a one-word name and you make really gay music, just look out. Hi, Myrtle.
Did it say how he got AIDS, Jacob? I'm guessing blood transfusion? No? What was it?
Did he share milk?
Disco butt fucking? Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Disco butt fuck. Did he share milk?
It's fantastic sex.
Oh, I bet. I bet Sylvester fucking threw back. Sylvester was thick for sure. So, if you're in a dude ass, I bet that was a bubble one.
You would have felt that thickness.
I bet Sylvester had a smooth, shiny ass.
I bet he just, you know, he lays that fucking knuckles right on your chin, and it's snoozeville. You're wake up 9 minutes later, confused where you're at.
I'm trying to compliment the guy, Dan, and you sent me back. You sent me back off in the path to get angry.
I'm just letting you know those knuckles that Sylvester's got are a fucking straight sleeping.
Yeah. Dan, you're putting me on a bad path. You're sending me on a bad path, Dan.
I heard he calls his right hand melatonin. Just a.
Oh my god, dude! Oh my god, you're gonna be on a ventilator.
No, stop! Don't say that. Why would you say that? It's so mean. Why would you say that? And I have to be alone, and I'm all, Jake called it just like he called that 2020 was going to suck.
A doctor's going to come in and hold up FaceTime so you could talk to your grandma.
Oh, and she's going to be like, ha ha, look at pussy. You're in the hospital now. I get half of your idiot. Shit.
Yeah, she goes, you got your father's gay ass lungs.
Yeah, she goes, why do all those soda men die like bitches before me?
Grandma, no. Voice?
I go, this isn't a voice.
How's my Darth Vader?
Oh, dude, Myrtle's getting buck up in her cage.
She smells the COVID inside of you. Is she one of those dogs?
Stop saying it. No, she just knows when I'm talking to someone that could get knocked out by Sylvester.
Dude, tell me right now. I'll take all this back. I will COVID out of your body if you say that I could beat up primetime Sylvester.
You can beat up primetime Sylvester.
Now, with oomph.
I think you would kick the shit out of prime Sylvester.
By the way, we had a Skanks Terminator timeline. It was last night, but Skanks this week, I guess it's actually coming out tomorrow on YouTube, but we were breaking down the Jason Ellis fighting Lewis thing. And yeah, the fear that's going through. Joe Rogan really wants Lewis not to fight Jason Ellis.
Yeah.
And Jason Ellis has been on our show before. You guys know Jason Ellis. He's fucking awesome. Great guy. But Harrington went out there to Lake Havasu last weekend and won his fight. He did a boxing match against a Rude Jude producer who's actually helped us out. We've gone out to L.A. before, we realized.
Yeah, he was big. He was big in helping us out, and it was...
John.
Yeah, John.
First time we were in, yeah. The first time we were in Rude Jude's studio, but Harrington fought him and won very handily. But Lewis is fighting fucking Ellison. I'm so nervous for him now.
Well, I watched the Harrington fight, which, by the way, shout out Mike Harrington. Just kicked the shit out of him. Looked
great. He did great. He did great.
Kept coming. Everyone got him. Everyone thought he was going to be gassed at the end, but he fought his way through.
Yeah.
And then I was on the Ellis Mania channel, so I started watching other Jason Ellis fights, and I was like, oh, shit. Jason Ellis fights, like, MMA guys.
Right.
And I was like,
Yeah. That was terrifying.
Spaghetti.
I told Lewis I'd bet $1,000 on him.
Wow, that's a good friend.
Well, I think he's going to get permanently injured for the rest of his life and have to talk through a speaking spell. But I want him to win, so I'm betting with my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you told me I had $1,000 and I had to bet it, without even looking at the schedule, I would just go Eagles this week. Do you know what I mean? I just bet with my heart and then I just hope that they win.
Yeah, you don't look at the line. You don't look at who they're playing, where they're playing.
Always bet heart.
Always bet heart. Hard overhead.
I would never, if it was an obvious Eagles defeat, I just never would bet against them because I couldn't be rooting in any way for them to lose. I bet all hearts. Sure. So I'm betting all hearts. I want Lewis to win. But Rogan seems to think that he's going to get hospitalized, maybe permanently.
Hospitalized? How did Lewis
handle it? No, he didn't say hospitalized, but he said he's going to get hurt.
How did Lewis absorb that information?
No, not at all. No, it's built in with more fury and confidence, which maybe that's good.
When is this fight happening?
I don't know. It's going to be like 6 months probably at least. But I'm going for sure. I won't miss
Where
this.
Is it going to be?
Me and Lewis have the same blood type in case he needs a transfusion or something. I'll be there. In case he needs one of my kidneys or something, you know?
Hey. What if I told you, like, can you throw down a win, a prayer?
It's just, I don't know, you know, I don't want to lose what I got. You want to hear it? You want to hear it, Shannon? I'm afraid, all right? For the first time in my life, I'm afraid. I don't want to lose what I got. I got you. I got the kid.
Dude, if you could give Lewis, if you could coach, like, give Lewis that speech to give to Shannon, scored by that would be a before the fight. Like, if they play,
Shannon's got to be convincing him to do it still.
Yeah, she goes, I want you to win. Dong.
Yeah.
And then it's you going, well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah. Hey, guys, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, that's it. Perfect. Hey, guys.
Hey, what are we waiting for? Hey, guys, what are we waiting for? Best scene. It's the best scene in any. That's why I say Rocky II is my favorite.
Yeah.
That scene alone.
Well, what are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for?
Yeah. I mean, that's Jay getting Lewis hyped. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, dude, he's doing one hand push ups right now on the roof in Philly.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's a great scene. Christine, put it the
Rocky
fuck
II
on.
Tonight when I Christine, beat COVID.
Put the fucking scene on. Just win.
This is going to be my training.
How jacked are you? Dan, what are you doing? You get intravenous vitamins?
Yeah, what's up? I'm just changing out my blood. Have you ever watched... Do you watch this... Do you just watch this to motivate yourself?
Oh, dude, ever? I would. No, I haven't, but I should.
Is this going to be like one of your porn clips?
But I've never had the love and faith of a woman as much as Rocky did.
Whoa! Rose battle, Christine. What?
Rose battle. Rose battle.
Rose battle. Christine. Rose.
No, I've never had unconditional support from a woman in my life, so I don't know. Oh. No, I've never. So this doesn't inspire
me. You can't win, Rock. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
That's true.
I listen to Little River Band's Lonesome Loser. Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser?
I forgot how much Little River Band is featured in The Other Guys, and I rewatched that this weekend, and so fucking funny. Friday night.
Friday night. I was dreaming. Yes. Don't you make... I'll stop for this.
It's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
My arm hairs?
Yeah, you got all of us.
Fuck, it's the best. What's up, PSFS building in Philadelphia?
Oh, you know it. You know it because you're from there.
Man, your attitude sucks today, dude.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, Jay.
Yeah.
I love you, but I feel like you infected me with COVID with your words. So if you could take it back.
I didn't. You chose to fucking
I said
lick.
Some...
You chose to lick sticks with a wily Haitian.
You know what? I'm going to come clean and say, I'm sorry that I doubted you against Sylvester. I think you would mop the floor with him, and I think you would funk him out of his shoes.
Nah, you're like an old person getting religious before they die, dude. It's fake now.
Dude, and I... Dude, you know what? Fuck this. Sylvester would kick the shit out of you.
And dance as gay as possible on top of your grave. Oh, my God.
He would sashay all over your fucking bones.
Just twirling in an oversized sweater and stirrup pants.
He would put on a wig and then work with an E.
Work. I'm about to put in that work.
He'd fuck your shit up and then go to work with an E. Come on, work.
Now that I hit on my lot work, it's time to work.
Yeah. Oh, that was a fun appetizer. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to work.
I gotta get to work.
Dude, I'm gonna be a mess in that fucking rapid tested line.
Where's the rapid test?
Well, it's just like a swab test.
So it's not rapid. It's 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 3 days?
Yeah. Yeah, 3 days.
Some of them are so fast and some of them take so long.
There's places that have rapid ones.
Uh-huh. That would be the answer to the question.
And that might be swab also, by the way. I don't know. I just know the one that's like 3 days. Christine, do me a favor real quick. Could you text a doctor and also... You have the doctor's number, right? You give him a little rip and just see if he's around this week so we can pop in for a test.
Do you guys have it like that where you can just pop in?
Dan, I don't know if you know this, but yesterday me and you were kissing all up on each other.
But I'm saying, can I come use your guy?
Yeah. You want to go live?
We'll discuss this between shows.
Yeah. Okay.
We can discuss this between shows.
Freeze all your phone?
I just makes me feel really good about myself. Christine, nobody can hear you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Lou, wow. It was Lou.
Lou potted you down because, you know. You're up now. Stop staring at us, Christina. Say something.
Oh, no. I just said I'm a genius. I said his isn't right. His is like the 2 to 3 day waiting period.
No.
That's fine.
No, it's fine. I know, but he's our dude. Dan can get his weed license.
What? Dude, this guy sounds better and better.
Hey. Yeah, give him an old text-a-doodle there, Christine, if you don't mind.
Give him a text-a-doodle and ask if I can come by and get my fucking nose swabbed.
You know you can. Kiss you on the mouth.
Get swabbed up. I'm trying to get swabbed up.
I'll tell you what, he's a fan, so we could probably get him to take a little blood out of each of us and inject it in the other one so we're blood brothers.
100%. I'll just do it with a letter opener, though.
A letter opener isn't even that sharp. I want it to hurt. I want it to be a real ceremony.
How bad do you want to be blood brothers, dude? We can set it on fire for a little.
Yeah, he goes, we can go into one of those lodges where we hang from hooks together.
You guys want to do a little skin hang? Skin hang, bros?
Me and Dan have gotten really into hanging.
Oh, dude.
Suspending. No, me and Dan have gotten very into suspension. Are you guys still doing suspension?
Do you remember when Rick was into that in his band? They would do stuff like that?
No, he wasn't into it.
He would have people that would do that.
People did it like for like show of the show. That was a Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
Nassau Chainsaw.
Nassau Chainsaw. Fuck yeah, dude. Shout out to
that was an awesome
Nassau
band.
Chainsaw.
And they had Locked in a Vacancy was his other band. The late, great Rick.
Yeah, Rick was the fucking man. I remember that he would tell me while he was like pouring whiskey shots into my solo cup, he would tell me about like how they have those people that hang from hooks at their shows. And I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, there's videos of it, Nassau Chainsaw, where you see that.
Yeah, but that was such 2007, like me being like pie-eyed, being like, what? And he's like, yeah, dude, we got these shows all the time. And I'm like, New York City's insane.
Those are the fucking stupid behavior things that go away with like a quarantine and like something as serious as like COVID hitting the world. Do you know what I mean? Is that people like aren't suspending anymore? Like, yeah, they're like, no one's suspended in the past 7 months for sure.
You don't know that someone could be quarantined and just hanging by their clavicles.
Dude, suspending as a fad was not even talked about or a thing moving forward for the last decade. So definitely no one's doing it now.
Do you think the lone suspender is fucking listening to this just with a tear in their eye? Like, dude, I'd love to hang by my skin.
Just sitting right now with metal rings in their back. I don't know what this guy's talking. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
All right, honey, pull me up. He's like, there it is.
You know you're doing it. Bring up skin hangers.
Oh, suspension. Man, what a way to take us to break.
Suspension.
We got a cool guest today.
We have a really cool guest today, Cliff.
We have the coolest guest. It actually completes us a bonfire set.
Yeah, his name's Cliff.
Clifford. That's so funny. Look what happens on Google.
You call him Clifford.
I will never call him that. I will never, ever call him that. Help is available. National suicide. Suspension hanging. Well, you know, maybe skin.
Yeah, that's why I looked at it. It's funny that it takes you right to that.
Yeah.
It's also weird that someone just Googles suicide. Like, how do I do this?
If you Google it, it's a voicemail of Logic telling you you're going to be fine.
And then you go, can I have a hug? Can I have a hug?
It's one of my favorites. Just a picture of it, Christine. If you go to images for suspension hanging, you would have seen it for sure.
Can I have a hug, please?
Can I have a hug? Please? I'm trying to find a video. Look at this. Fine.
Is that my dad doing it in the middle row?
Oh, God damn it, dude. This is disgusting.
Go to the black and white, the middle row there. The therapeutic, yeah.
Yeah, Gary. Look at Gary Superman.
That's definitely a Gary.
Dude, that looks. Is it just feel good when they let you down?
Dude, here's all I think about now if I was in the suspending full body like that, is how pointy and fucking gigantic my gut and titties are gonna look pointing to all gravity sucking them down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's if you wanna hang, you wanna hang from your fucking stomach or your chest, you know?
I'm gonna go from on either side of my fucking spine, upper back.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with people?
Disgusting.
Yo, people are stupid as shit.
Yeah, they really are, man. Maybe COVID was just a great humbler. Where it's like, hey, guys, stop doing this stupid shit.
Yeah, this chick's hot. Just find happiness in life. What are you doing?
She's like, dude, I got to have 5 fishing hooks in me or I'm not smiling.
Yeah, I'm not alive unless I'm dangling by my own thighs. Ooh. My own thigh meat. My Ooh. Thigh meat.
Ooh. Oh, man. I wonder where they would take me. I got a lot of skin right here, dude. Right by my fucking haunches. Right. They could hang me from this and I could suspend.
Do you think we're going to be inundated with people saying, like, I got the therapist for you?
No.
You don't?
No, I think we'll have to do legwork to, like, find a therapist to do our psychology week.
We want someone who doesn't, a fan of the show that swears on their integrity that they will do this for real. They won't just go, like, oh, well, Jay's, because it'd be nice if they have a little knowledge of who we are.
Yeah.
Because they're going to give an evaluation. They should at least know who we are, I think.
So that my question to them is, do we ask like Jacob or Black Lou or Christine to put together a tape of each of us so that they can be like, this is Jay. And then they hit play and it's like you being like, no, fuck that. I was, you know, like different stuff. Or if it shows me being like, oh, fucking, you know, saying something where they're like, that could be a psychological thing.
Then these are all great ideas for the video crew that Comedy Central fired. that we used to enjoy very much for things as
right. I forgot. That was before we were kneecapped. Got it. Or before, you know, we couldn't film.
Remember, we were like, we'd like to have a lot more video content, and then they fired the video team.
right. Like when we told them that they could just take, you know, a half hour of 8 hours of radio and put it on TV as kind of like a Howard TV on Sunday nights on Comedy Central, and they said there was no way in God's green earth that would ever happen. Right. Yep.
And they were like, we'll do you one better. We'll get rid of video altogether.
We're like, you know what? It's a different solution than we're asking for, but I could see it. I could see that. Damn.
It is a solution.
It would be really interesting if all of a sudden there was just like a person that's like, yeah, I've been listening to the show. I got you guys. And they could just come in. But then I would doubt it. I would think it was a bit. I would need to see credentials.
But listen, they have to, but they're, oh no, I definitely want to see credentials in a real thing. And you could tell when you talk to a person, you know what I mean? There's a dude with fucking like two eyebrow piercings. He's like, I'll do you guys. Like, that's probably bullshit. But we have some refined listeners who know somebody who knows the show or knows the show and is just a fan and is a therapist that would like dive in and have some integrity. Yeah, you have to have like some real doctor integrity. We'll make the funny. We'll make the funny, I promise you. We'll make the funny. You don't have to be funny.
We just need you.
We need you to be a real psychological breakdowns. I'd say we go for Dr. Drew, but I think that's... Dr. Drew didn't do that on Stern. I forget who they had.
Pinsky? I don't think we could take up enough of his... too much time.
Well, also, Jacob doesn't believe in him anyway, so...
Doctor of what?
I wouldn't be... do a session with him. I think he's full of shit.
Why?
Yeah, dude, Jacob's fucking arch on size Dr. Drew.
To be an expert in everything, which...
You think you're better than Tom Sizemore, dude? You think you're better than Tom Sizemore?
Wango?
Or the late, great Mike Starr, guitarist of Alice in Chains. Just naming all the people who died under Dr. Drew's care.
Did he do all of the celebrity rehabs?
Every one. Yeah, every single one of them. Sex rehab. Yeah.
So if someone dies...
the sex rehab was absolutely hilarious. Because most of the cast was just people that were getting into porn... were already in porn, just trying to get a second life on their careers. Because as soon as they stopped, they didn't have anything like, I'm trying to get better. Like, the one guy from Skid Row just launched a whole porn thing after it.
Really? After the show?
After the show, just launched the whole porn. Yeah, Phil, whatever his name is. Phil Verone? I think that's his name. He was the drummer for Skid Row, and he just started, like, a fucking groupies, like, porn thing after... And it's like, Phil Verone from Skid Row and TV Sex Rehab.
Dude, you're pissing Myrtle off. She loves Skid Row. Myrtle loves Skid Row, and she's getting so mad at you. Okay, Myrtle loves Skid Row. You're getting her so mad, Jay?
Oh, because I'm the guy who made Sebastian Bach upset?
Yeah, she loves... That's why Myrtle was barking, because you were fucking...
Sebastian Bach's a dildo. I just accept Skid him as an enemy now.
No, he is.
Fuck Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with him being an enemy of the show. I'm cool with that. Dr. Drew and Sebastian Bach.
I felt bad about it for weeks, but I got to tell you, even if you just look at him online, just a deal. It's enough. Enough already. It's a jag.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that whole thing of like, so many... I don't know, that the SDR drama, fuck all that shit.
Yeah.
We got a musician who's way cooler than that. He's about to be on the show, which is pretty awesome.
Goddamn right he is. Yeah, it's very, very awesome. I think it's so funny because I want to just commit to saying who it is. Like, after the break, we'll have this person. But on the off chance, again, Terminator timelines, this interview just
falls
through and doesn't happen.
It'd be very fucking 2020 of it to not come through.
I want to do it. I think it's funny because if we have to record another segment... on our own, it is going to be... We'll find a funny way to make this work. I promise. Don't take any of this out, Lou.
Well...
Guys, after the break, can we do it? Can we do it now? Are we good?
Yeah, let's say it. One of the most influential superstars of all time. One of the fucking greats. From the Shaolin. Jay?
Sal Vulcano, everybody.
Yes!
No. That's not even the song you should have picked. This is the time when you should have picked the hackiest one to pick. Everybody,
you're right.
Break. Try it again. We'll do it really cool now. Don't change any of this. Don't take any of this out, by the way. I want people, I want the therapist to see your mistakes.
We want people to hear our mistakes. And also our psychologists can listen to this and understand our problems.
I want psychologists
after the break
to know how you beat yourself up for things like this. Got it. After the break.
After the break.
Joining the show will be
one of the greatest of all time. One of our favorites.
After the
We had Red Man on first year.
It
took us to year five to get Johnny Blaze, a.k.a. the Iron Lung, a.k.a. Tecal Method Man, baby.
Dude, was this the instrumental? Is this just the instrumental?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to hit the post.
I want
to
rap.
No, but here's what I wanted to do, Lou. I wanted to go... He goes, the man himself, everybody. You know him. You love him from the slums of Shaolin. And then he should have been like, hey, we had to hit the post on it. But you threw us a thing.
No, we didn't.
Like, you think we're confident enough to battle rap? Some tracks on Christine earlier. She didn't take that shit at all. Damn.
She didn't take it. Christine was a pay-for-play prostitute. And I'm trying to lure her into a roast battle. roast battle.
I don't know why I pay... Pay for play prostitute. Isn't that what they all do? It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Pay for play makes me laugh.
Sorry, dude.
Christine's totally pay for play.
It's funny. It's funny if you think that Christine on her shoulder blade has a tattoo that says P for P, and you go, is that a PlayStation 4? No, it's pay for play.
I'm pay for play. Christine's all pay for play. Check out our OnlyFans. Princess Vitara, by the way, got an OnlyFans. It's free. I went on it. Nothing posted.
Cool.
But there are pictures of her titties online, and I got to tell you what, she's hot. She's hot.
way to open a store with nothing in it.
Hey, guys, after the break, the Method Man.
From the slum.
All right, hit the post, Dad. So you know him.
I mean, this is a whole minute. Wait, you know there's a whole minute.
No, I know.
Oh.
From the Wu-Tang Clan. And
one of the
and after the break,
the delay really is gonna fuck a lot of shit up. The delay is fucking everything up.
Damn, dude, we're shitting all over Comedy Central. We're not gonna ever get on Hot 97 with that post hit.
Ever, dude. We're just two corny white boys.
We're the worst. We're the worst rap DJs. Maybe corny white boy. Damn, I'll tell you what. I'll knock the fuck out of Sylvester. We'll be right back with Method Man. It's the Bonfire.
I gotta go get tested.
Oh shit! Turn it up.
You.
Hey.
Is that my boy Sal?
Yeah.
Is that my guy?
I don't know if you were gonna recognize me because I got a bit of a quarantine thing going on.
Sal went full Amish during quarantine. but his churned butter is.
I love it. The smile gave it away. It just screamed Staten Island. Yeah. Love is love, brother.
So good to see you, man.
What a way to start it off, man. Welcome back to the Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J Okerson. And what a cool way to open this segment. You heard our two guests, you know, I would say one of the Bonfire third chairs, Sal Vulcano, and then his own Staten Island brethren. Welcome to the show, Johnny Blaze, the legendary Method Man.
What did you do?
The Marvel Method podcast is out today on Sirius XM, the exclusive weekly podcast with Method Man interviewing celebrities and guests. Killer Mike's going to be on there. Kevin Smith, Nicole Brown, Seth Green, Philly's own Seth Green, Big J.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You know, we got a lot of great. Yeah, we also have, why am I having a brain fart right now? Rodriguez, Michelle Rodriguez, M-Rod.
Okay.
He was really cool. Chris Gethard, that's my guy right there. That's like,
I
was a frail white guy. Yeah. He just reminds me of me so much. I love him.
Me, Dan, and Sal, obviously, you're all comedians, so it's funny. I actually left the Knitting Factory one night, like after my set there, and I heard like a half hour later, Hannibal brought you out on stage. Method Man just did your thing. And I was like, wow, that was a great thing to miss. Also, I was going to say that Also, I was happy to say that I was so glad Dan introduced you on this show, because I was going to do something I would have regretted for the rest of my life. I would have told
No, you gotta do it.
I would have total white guy and given you all the nicknames of yours that I know. But I know you did Johnny Blaze, but I would have been like Hot Nichols, the Ghost Rider,
like, Iron Lung. Johnny, just keep going.
Yeah, everybody would have been like, "We get it, we get it." You know,
the Italian Stallion.
Yes. That's Staten Island. That's what we just Staten
Island. That's Staten Island love right there. You know, very early in our show, we had a Red Man came on, and he had a good time with us, and he always said that he would like. If ever came a chance, he would try to tell you to come on and do the show. So this is a very, very exciting thing for us to have you on here. Big fans all around. We thought we'd show the Staten Island love by bringing Sal on. I know Sal on your last album did, they redid the Torture, the Impractical Jokers, which was awesome.
They were highlights of the album. That's saying a lot. That's saying a lot because, you know, I was actually rapping on the album. Yeah, those were highlights on there. People really, those skits really stuck out. Thank you guys.
Meth, I downloaded the album, and as I was listening to it, I was in a rental car, and when I got to the new torture scene with Sal, I like almost freaked out like a stage mom. I was like, is that the Jokers? Is that the Jokers doing torture? Is that the Jokers? I'm just in San Francisco laying on a horn, like, come on, let's go.
They killed that torture.
I'll tell you what's so funny. If this was the first Wu-Tang album when you guys did it, and you asked those four particular dudes from Staten Island, they're like, I'm not going to go over there and do
that. Yeah, they would all be like, whoa, why? What do we do? Who do we piss off? Why would we do that?
I remember the first time I heard 36 Chambers, I was in the parking lot of Abe Stark Arena in Coney Island after a hockey game that we played hockey, and someone was blasting it out of their car. I was a sophomore. We were like, whoa, what is this? And then if you would have told that person, that was like 93 or something, if you would have told me then, man, that you'd say that was the highlight of my, it was one of the highlights of my life, man, to do that for you. That's just crazy.
Oh, it's got to be.
You don't understand what you mean to.
That's full circle for me because, you know, doing all my albums were personal, but the Meth Lab albums were even more personal because it was done in Staten Island, made for Staten Islanders, done by Staten Islanders. So to have you guys come on board, great work right there, man. I really, really appreciated you guys doing that.
Thank you. Yeah. I lead with it. I lead with that in any conversation I have.
I mean, the borough of Staten Island was primed for the taking. Everybody was repping every other borough in New York except Staten Island.
Yeah.
It was just right there for you guys.
Yeah.
Growing up in Philly, I didn't even know if it came. I remember Chess Boxing maybe came out for it, or Protect Your Neck, but it was whatever it was, it came on the box.
Yeah.
The box channel. We had just gotten cable. And it came on the box, and I was like, man, this is terrifying, and my mom's not going to be okay with it.
So the box is video jukebox where you could order videos and stuff, you know.
Dude, explaining video box to anybody that's young these days, they'd be like, oh, you guys were all cavemen. You were cavemen. You had to call a phone to listen to a music video?
Also, I don't understand who, God bless anybody who paid to play a song on video jukeboxes. I didn't even know the process. You would just sit there looking at commercials until you watched somebody start typing numbers. You would start to learn the numbers too. You're like, oh, yeah. 11:14. That's it. That's my shit.
That's it. Right. 205, Justify My Love, Madonna.
It'd be great if you still knew them. If you're like, oh yeah, dude.
They wouldn't play it on MTV. Only place you could see it was the box.
That's crazy.
And it was an experience, man. It's definitely an experience. You know? And now we got Marble Method Podcast. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's
when gotta I tell be... you guys, yeah, when you're a kid and you invest in something so much, and I'm talking about comic book reading and mainly Marvel titles, to not just work for the company, but to be able to discuss a product that you know the ins and out of and everything about. It's like the gift that keeps on giving, brother. I can't even describe it.
Can I now, every podcast you're going to go into stuff like comics, music, and more, but is it specifically Marvel? Like, if what if a guest tries to bring some DC knowledge? Are you bucking them out? Are you like, is it a no Batman zone?
No, we'll figure that out in editing. Marvel has always thought of DC as an acronym for distinguished competition.
Oh.
You know, there's a respect level there, but this ain't their platform. We're good on DC. Yeah.
And then Marvel shuts the door and trashes DC about their movies for
pretty
the
pretty much. Yeah. Then they have a board meeting saying these DC. Yeah. You know what I mean?
These guys are stuck in the 90s. We're killing them. We could keep going.
Matt, I'm seeing here a list of your guests you're going to have on the show here.
Jay, can you check the ledger and just tell me when Q and I are going to be on? I just want to know if...
I got to be honest with you. I think you guys got bumped by Killer Mike.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
He's the best. I think that
name came up and they was like, fuck no. No.
I have a question, you know, because the podcast is about comics, movies, animation, and everything. Has anyone brought up Def Jam Vendetta, possibly one of my favorite fight games of all time?
No one's brought that up.
Damn it. I want it remade for the PS4.
You know what? People definitely want that game remade. It was a good game. I can't even front. And I was there from the inception of the game. I saw the game, what it originally was before they made the... into a Def Jam game. So the game played well beforehand, and the first one was great, but the second one really solidified what that game was about. And yes, I would love to see it come back again.
It was unbelievable.
And I told them to make sure I'm the strongest character in the game. I told them to do that.
I would always play with you or Red. That was always my thing. I would go to, or actually Ghostface had a good finish in that. People forget that Ghostface had a really good finisher in Def Jam Vendetta.
What was more of an exciting thing is, you know, someone just, you know, growing up, not wealthy, not in entertainment at all, and then started. What was more exciting, to see yourself on TV first, or a movie screen, or to see yourself as in a video game format? I mean, both of those things have to be huge.
Well, first of all, I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood. All my friends were white, and my black friends would make fun of me because I like to listen to Bruce Springsteen. And coming where I came from, yeah, of course. I mean, it's like night and day. I don't know. I'm not going to say that my childhood was, you know, super duper traumatic, or more traumatic than anybody else's who came up in the same circumstances that I came up in. My mom did the best that she could with what she had, and we would be healthy, happy, young individuals. But to go from that to where I'm at now, hell yeah. I mean, you got to feel it. You wake up, you count your blessings every day, and some days are better than others. And, you know, but you always know, I feel like you appreciate the journey more when you start from the bottom. Keeps you humble.
Did you have aspirations for acting even before music, or as soon as you got it, or was it when the offers came in? Because I watched last night, me and Christine randomly just put on Stars, which is going to be premiering Ghost Power Book 2, December 6th. And they were they showed a movie called The Mortician we were watching for a while, where you play a mild-mannered three-piece suit mortician. Yeah, it's most of the movie is you looking around corners, nervous face. It's just such a change of pace for what I would think of you. Like when I saw you in it was Copland, right? When you were
on
the
roof.
Oh, wow.
Like that's the Method Man that I always picture. You had like the fangs grill and the hair was like half cornrowed and everything. And then seeing it in a three-piece suit with a bolo hat in this movie,
right. You know what? That movie. That was like 10 years ago I did that movie, maybe 12. That movie, I'm saying like for a year, up to a year after that, I still had trouble making eye contact.
Really?
Because that character was just so, I don't even know what word it there is for it, but he was just so self-aware and just messed up in the head that he felt eye contact, you know, eyes are the windows to the soul, and he didn't want people to see who he really was, or, you know, he's so embarrassed by his story, he didn't want people to see it in his eyes, so he averted eye contact, which is what I started to do a lot of. You can't do that shit in meetings. It looks like you're lying and shit, you know?
Oh man, if you're a white guy like yeah. me, you look like a mass shooter if you do that. Everyone's like, this guy's gonna fucking lay down a mall.
Yeah, who's this squirrely white dude with darty eyes? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they go, you better check his records. You better have no gun purchases.
I love it. I love it.
As a Marvel fan, how pumped were you to get into an episode of Luke Cage? I mean, that's awesome.
When that call came in, I was ecstatic because I knew the writer, Chael.
Okay. Yeah.
Phenomenal writer, by the way. Chael is good. When the call came in, I was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. What do you want me to do? Well, you're going to play yourself and blah, blah, blah. And I'm reading the script and I'm seeing that, you know, I'm supposed to fan out over Luke Cage because in this world, he's who he is. Me, the refrigerator. He's who he is. And, but for me, it was more or less like, well, shit, I'm who I am too. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know
what
I mean? Yeah, so, you're mother bad. Fuck that.
It translated into not me fanning out over him, but it was more or less like, is that you?
I will say I was, as a fan of those shows, I was pretty bummed that, you know, Punisher and Luke Cage and all that stuff kind of got shut down so they could move to the Disney Plus app, because I loved them on Netflix. Like, that Punisher series was great.
The series was really good. It was pacing problems in certain areas, but you know, you have to tell the story. And if anything I learned about the Netflix series of Marvel, they had enough time for character development. And sometimes they a little bit too much time on character development. I'm looking at you, Iron Fist. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, woof. Yeah, dude. They had some hits, but they had some misses too. Because Daredevil was unbelievable. And then Iron Fist, you're like, did you guys watch any of this before you put it out?
Yeah, really. But you know, I'm not going to take anything from Iron Fist because a lot of people had their families off that show.
Okay, but it could have been. You can't, you know what? That's a very good point.
It could have been better as far as the series went. And I mean, at the end of the day, Michael's a great guy. I think he was the best choice that they could have made to play, you know, Power Man. It was either him or Tyrese, you know.
You had to do that.
And I think at the end of the day, we got more than what we expected from those Netflix series, including Jessica. Let's not get the ladies.
Jessica Jones
was one of the better ones.
That was what I think. That and Daredevil, Luke Cage, they're all phenomenal, and I like that they all tried bringing them together for something. I just liked what the risks Marvel was taking with those shows on Netflix. It felt like they were actually trying to do something for the fans.
Yeah, they were. A lot of fan service going on there. But, I mean, if you think about it, you got Disney over there doing the same thing, in a sense, because they're, you know, the Mandalorian series. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on right now, and I'm loving everything right now. Even The Boys. That series. You know, I read the books.
Me too. I didn't want them to make The Boys. And then when I found out that they got off the story of the comic in the show, it made me like it even more. Because now I'm like, oh, I can enjoy this show without worrying about it not doing the comic book justice.
Damn right. See,
I
love that right there. Hopefully we'll get a true Dark Phoenix saga, because I want to see the X-Men done right. And they have to give the Fantastic Four their just due.
I'm trying to get my grays in on the side so I can play Mr. Fantastic. I'm trying to get those Richard Reeds in so I can look nice on the sides.
Temples nice?
Just because I'm tall and long enough.
What's the guy's name? Krasinski? I hope he gets it.
John Krasinski is Richard Reed. I could see that.
I sure hope Method Man's not casting it, because you offered yourself and he shut you down quick and already named somebody who would be better than you, Dan.
I respect how much he likes the Fantastic Four, that he wants a show that would work and not fail immediately with me leaving.
Meth, can I ask you an un-Marvel related question? Because I always thought this was such a funny thing to watch. When you started having like mainstream crossover success, like musically, and you started getting noticed, I correlate this to, I was on a plane one time in the same row. I was with RZA, was on the plane also. And I remember just being there like, whoa. I wasn't next to him at all, but I was like, I had this whole flight. We're flying back, I think. I was doing shows at Comic-Con. So that's what it was. He was flying back from Comic-Con. at both of us back to New York, and we landed. And in my whole way, I'm like, I'm going to say something to him. Like, I'm going to say, like, you know, what a big fan I am. And as I'm waiting, I'm waiting at baggage claim. I see, I think his chick came to pick him up, and kids, I believe they're waiting for him down there. Yeah. And they're all down there. And then this short, fat, bald white guy was just, you could just see RZA having like the, oh, cool, man, thank you very much. But the guy just kept going, like, I'll tell you what, Hell's Wind Staff is a very underrated song. It didn't get to play it, there, and the guy's like, and it's just like a fat guy wearing, like, you know, like dress clothes on a Sunday, like that kind of guy. And I was like, man, did you ever think that's where your music would, like, would hit? So out of context of what you'd assume would be, like, sitting there, like, pumping their fists at a concert. It was just this little goofy white guy.
I was in an airport in Germany. Guy, white-haired old guy with his granddaughter. And they're looking. And I'm like, oh, here comes the bull crap. I don't know what they're looking for. So he comes over. I'm like, he's going to ask me if I'm a basketball player. He comes over. Well, he says, I was just telling my granddaughter who you were and how great Wu-Tang is. And I'm looking at this guy like, wow, old gray-haired white man. And I was like, you know what? There's no boundaries to who this music can touch or how it touches them, man. And that right there just made, that made my day right there, man. His granddaughter. Yeah. Come on.
He's letting her know that Wu-Tang is for the kids.
That shows the longevity. Oh, shit. I can't believe we forgot to bring this up, too, Dan. We went, so our studios are right over there in Rockefeller Center, and after work one day, we had all got tickets. We went over to see the Loud 25 show you guys did at Radio City, and I took a video of the stage to make me laugh so hard. That, first of all, Steve Rifkin, right, is the main guy over there. So having everybody like say his name and pay homage to a guy, we're getting just like an old white guy sitting there, and when you guys did, I want to say it was Triumph. I don't know if he sent his nieces or his daughters there to the front of the stage. watching you guys navigate around these like awkward like white teenagers who might not have even known your music that much. Like they were just, man, it made me laugh till we fell in our seats.
Bro, this is the beauty of Wu-Tang. We had no idea they was bringing those girls out. I don't know who the girls were, where they came from, why they was there. Even my wife saw it. It was like, ooh, good bitches.
Dude, watching Ghostface was wearing the biggest fur jacket.
That coat was the MVP of the night. That coat had a better performance than all of them.
But him trying to navigate. Well, I have a video of him walking, like turning around while he's like doing his verse, and like he has to like move around like a white girl who her father told her to go to the front of the stage. I was like, go dance in front of the Wu-Tang Clan. And they're like, okay. They did.
And they all had one move. That's
we were laughing so hard, wondering if it was pissing you guys off at all. Just that these girls were like,
I'm a confident professional. I was pissed. I was pissed. I stayed far away from the bullcrap.
God damn it.
Steve Rifkin move. That's probably a RZA move. He probably got an endorsement. Yeah. And they sent their little nieces out there and shit. God bless them all, though, man. Good job, girl.
Yeah, man, I love how you right at the end, you come back proud and you give it a good. Like, I was pissed. I was just, but you know what? At the end of the day, God bless her.
God bless.
Everybody, ladies, you did a good job. We just had no idea.
That's one of my favorite things to do at any Wu show. At any Wu show, there's always like, well, maybe not the last tour. It's actually, you guys actually had more actual like stage choreography than I, like you had places. But like usually it's like the game is who is on stage right now.
I've never been more confused. I think I want to say it was 99 maybe. I went to Camden, the amphitheater out there. I'm from Philly. So like we went down and watched you guys with Rage Against the Machine. We went solely for you guys. And it was like 75 guys on stage. And then when the verse would change, just a new person would squirt out of the pocket. and you, a person in the front row, what I just remember there was you were wearing the snap side NBA warm-up pants. And someone was just ripping them constantly. Like you just keep you're trying to wrap and like hold your like pants together. Please, everybody, please.
T field.
When you guys did Rock the Bells up in Long Island, I think it was Jones Beach, I had like second row center, and you came out when I think you and Red came out, and you did this thing. I went like a few days in a row, and you would walk on the crowd's hands. Yeah. You step up into the crowd, and I was one of the people who held you up. I'm just letting you know, like, I was helping the show. But I was helping the show out, you know.
and for the record, I started that shit. All these rappers started copying that shit because that's how fly it was. Get in. Yeah.
How nerve-wracking is it, though, to walk on people? I feel like I would be deer-legged the whole time, just like, don't drop me. Don't drop me.
Nah, I just don't want to be the person that's in the crowd because they're so stuffed together, they can't even move. So I have to take advantage of it.
No, you know for sure. I mean? I'll tell you what. It's also, you also have to have some self-awareness. Like, at the time especially, you're like a tall, thin guy. Like, you didn't see Ray Kwan doing hand walks through the audience. And which is the same. I'm the Ray Kwan of all of my friend groups. And I also would never crowd dive or crowd surf.
I think he did one time. I saw Ray crowd surf in Bensonhurst, of all places.
What?
now I did crowd surf once. I did crowd surf one time at our comedy festival we did when we did like a rock show. I crowd surfed one, and I'll tell you what, as a fat guy, when I got back to that stage, it was the most invigorating. I might as well have skydived. I was like, oh my goodness. People were holding me up. I couldn't believe it happened. I just elated. I've never been so happy in my life.
It was like one of those videos of watching when they give like a kid an ear, you know, like they give someone hears for the first time. And they're like,
yeah.
Jay was like,
I love those right there.
Trust me. I've gone through every one of those. I've gone through every one of those. Or when they put on the glasses and they can see color for the first time. Come on. If that doesn't make your chest tight, you're a real psycho.
I'm not crying. You crying. Stop. Yeah. I'm not crying.
We can't thank you enough for stopping by. Make sure you check out Marvel Method, the SiriusXM exclusive weekly podcast, which is out now. The premiere episode is available now on the SiriusXM app. Also, don't forget to check out season 2's coming up, man. Power Ghost. Power Book 2, season December 6th, the day before Jay's birthday. Power Book 2. Oh, God damn it, Jay. Now I'm all in my fucking head. You got to do this.
No, you're doing it.
No, you do it, dude. Power Book 2. Let me
just take it in. The Power Book 2, make sure you check out Power Book 2 Ghost on Stars. If you don't have Stars, get the Stars app. It's the second half of the season. Make sure you tune in. Yeah.
There, I mean, you can't get a better plug than that. And you know what? For everyone that works for Sirius, I'm sorry that Jay and I lack professionalism.
Funny, we lack professionalism.
Method Man, you are a legend. And we love you so much for coming on.
We really hope you can come back on again. Instead, when this thing's over, you can come in the studio with us up in our center.
Hey, it was fun. Hey, Sal, why don't you come over? We got some struzzi, some calamari, some
marginal dudes.
Get about it.
That's Method Man, everybody. And Sal Volcano, thank you so much. We love you guys. We'll catch you next time on The Bonfire.
Jay, Dan, Christine. Sally, and even
let them toes get their tag.